Talking. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the FBI's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, where agents retrieved classified information, his former vice president, Mike Pence, said Friday that he didn't take any classified information with him when he left office. Meanwhile, at a campaign stop for Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's re-election bid, Pence discussed how he would respond if the January 6th House Select Committee asked him to give testimony.
No vice president in American history has ever been summoned to Capitol Hill to testify before the Congress. But if they present a formal invitation for the committee, I've said we'll give it due consideration.
A life sentence in prison handed down to a British man who was a member of the ISIS Beatles for his role in the killings of four U.S. hostages. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more from the Pentagon.
Exactly 8 years since American journalist James Foley was murdered in Syria, the last of his sadistic captors, known as the ISIS Beatles due to their British accents, was sentenced to life in a supermax prison at a federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. El Shafi El Sheikh sat near the families of his victims. He showed no remorse. El Shafi was found guilty in April for the murder of Foley, journalist Stephen Sotloff, and aid workers Mueller and Peter Kasich. Their bodies were never found.
As Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. is providing aid to Ukrainian forces.
The Pentagon's new military package of $775 million will provide Ukraine with more highly coveted HIMARS rocket systems, but also new equipment like surveillance drones and mine-resistant vehicles. Both Russia and Ukraine accuse each other of planning provocations outside of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New York's governor intervenes when a man was released without bail after his arrest for sucker punching a random person on the street, leaving the victim in a coma. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the details.
55-year-old Van Fubai was taken back into custody Friday by the direction of Governor Kathy Hochul. Hochul singing praises of the move.
I took action in my own hands. I directed the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision to immediately examine whether or not this parole violation occurred. Yes, it did. You could tell it occurred. This was a person on lifetime parole.
All of this despite Hochul's constant refusal to address the bail reform laws. The Bronx DA's office says they are still reviewing surveillance and talking to witnesses.
The nation's largest employer is now opening up about its abortion coverage for employees since the reversal of Roe versus Wade. Fox's Jill Nato reports.
Walmart is expanding its abortion coverage for its employees. A memo went out Friday saying the company's health care plan will cover abortion when there is a health risk to the mother, rape or incest, ectopic pregnancy, miscarriage, or lack of fetal viability. That memo also said the plan will offer travel support for workers and their dependents if they have to go more than 100 miles to get abortion services. Other companies offering travel support include Bank of America and American Express. None of them as big as Walmart, though. It's got 1.6 million employees in the U.S.
Investigators say they think they've figured out where part of a human foot found in Yellowstone National Park came from.
News got out this week of this human foot inside of a shoe floating around in the Abyss Pool. Now it's believed this whole thing is linked to a July 31st death. The investigation continues, and while the Park Service says they do not expect it was foul play, they do say at least 22 people have died from hot spring-related injuries in and around the park in the last 130 years.
That's Fox's John Saucier. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.